This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. As I think about how to build a happier life, an idea that has really interested me is the idea that for most people, outer order contributes to inner calm, maybe more than it should. You know, you think, well, there's nothing about having a crowded coat closet or an overflowing in basket that's such a big deal. And yet over and over, people feel like if they get control over their stuff, they feel more in command of their lives. And people tell me they feel that way, and I certainly feel that way myself. And so one of my aims in a happier life is to keep an empty shelf. And I love my empty shelf and I guard my empty shelf. And people say, like, do you still have your empty shelf? And I say, yes, I do, because I love my empty shelf. And I love having an empty shelf. But a friend of mine made a very good point that I've added. Somewhere, keep a junk drawer. Because as she told me, yeah, you need your empty shelf. You need a little space that's completely clear and open, that's full of potential. But you also have to make room in your life for some messiness. You have to have a place where you can stumble across some unexpected treasures, where there's some serendipity and you don't really know exactly what's there, but just every once in a while you look through it and you're like, oh yeah, maybe I have that thing. Maybe that's somewhere in my junk drawer. And I've realized you need both. You need the empty shelf and you need the junk drawer. And if you want to see my empty shelf, just email me at podcast@gretchenrubin.com and I will send you a link to a little video I made where you can see me pointing to my beloved empty shelf. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.